Hi, my name is David Labar, and I'm running for Orange County Sheriff. I was inspired to join this race because of my love for the community, and I believe that the community wants more than just law enforcement. It wants public safety, and I have a vision on how we accomplish that. The top three issues for my campaign are prevention, diversion and intervention, and then transparency. Prevention, I look at that as far as education and identifying crime trends, internet stalking on our children, scams, stuff like that, but also communicating with the public through PSAs and town halls. And then the last component of that is actually enforcement and making sure that our most violent offenders are prosecuted and taken off our streets because they've shown patterns that don't allow them to continue. Diversion and intervention. Continue to divert low-level nonviolent offenses, diverting mental health responses to the community, from the community. So that's basically where the CARE team started in Chapel Hill, a evolution of their crisis intervention unit that's now transferred into Carrboro and how we expand that across the entire community. Right now, it's costing anywhere between $118 and $130 a day for somebody to spend in jail versus, you know, $23 a day for a LEAD program. And that covers Uber, legal aid, housing, medication-assisted treatment. And then the last part is transparency, implementing a third-party independent oversight committee at the sheriff's office to provide access to data. And it would be accessible before you even ask for it, so it would be readily available. Have folks come in and conduct policy reviews to better understand what services are mandated, and then that spills into participatory budgeting once we have a better understanding of what's mandated by statute and what's not. Where do we put our dollars and our taxpayer dollars actually enhancing public safety and keeping us safe? I think that we're in a real critical point in our society right now where there's a lot of fear in the community. And I feel that transparency is the only path forward to heal. Common sense gun laws are another important aspect of our campaign. We're not looking at coming and taking your guns. We're just making sure that you're trained and you're storing them safely. Trying to look at loopholes and use the authority of the sheriff for the permits that remain with under the sheriff is really important to me. What sets me apart from my opponent is my training and my experience and my accomplishments in half the time. And basically the fact that I would never send an immigrant to Alamance County during pre-trial, Alamance County being a county that deports immigrants from our community. It's something that I would never do. I would enforce acts of gun violence against our Black and brown communities and not wait for days and days and days of public outcry before I made a decision. I've been on all ends of the conversations, from folks that are very supportive of law enforcement to abolitionists. I've been a commissioner on a human relations commission. I've also been a SWAT operator, something that probably doesn't sound like it matches, right? I've been a law enforcement officer for 22 years. I've also been a protester. I've worked really hard on social and criminal justice reform. And I've been an FBI task force officer. So I've tried to put myself in situations and conversations that really prove what law enforcement should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. Law enforcement officers operate in environments that are quick, uncertain, and they're rapidly evolving. So I do agree that there should be some level of immunity. But I will make the pledge right now, if elected, no law enforcement operation will be taken on any street in Orange County with officers in unmarked cars wearing street clothes and masks without wearing any agency insignia, without the sheriff's office attempting to identify who they are and what are they doing. So this is a slippery slope, right? Because these are federal agents. They're sworn to conduct these duties, but notwithstanding, if there's evidence of any excessive force or a failure to provide any medical care, our officers would intervene without delay. I think any time that we can use remote assets and keep our officers safe, that we should do that. Our most valuable assets are our people. Their drone program has grown into something that's worked really well. Another program or initiative that Orange County has started is the medication-assisted treatment program. I think that's a great decision. I'd like to see more programming added to that. It's medicated-assisted treatment, so it's just assisting with the treatment. It's just maintaining the tolerances. So I would like to expand and add programs that help change the behaviors, especially during reentry. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of a God-fearing family man, a reformer, who's not just focused on keeping the community safe and protecting your civil and constitutional rights, but one who is also working to break generational curses for our underserved communities.